Well, you know, the weather's cooled down, everybody's going out now.
Now that I had to bring in Lucky Allen, I had to check.
And it doesn't look like the judge is here today.
Who's here?
I don't think, oh, Richard Hill, yeah, he's not here today.
Yeah, Richard's not here, but there's no report.
He hasn't been here, though. He's been kind of sporadic.
Mm-hmm. And who else is here? Judge Hill's not here, right?
No.
Chelsea's here.
Do you have Janice's application? She turned it in a long time ago. Janice Kostecki.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. You have it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I think she'd be great. Yeah. Clock's a little fast. Well, welcome back, Brian. Oh, he's busy, huh?
Or he'll respond. At some point, he'll respond. Yeah, at some point, people need to actually keep calling.
Are we here?
Yeah, we're looking back. We're there.
We're here. Oh, is anybody turning on our microphone? Oh. We're on.
We're on?
Yes. Oh, okay. I don't even know that.
Is it time?
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ellie Deaver, Chair of the Searchlight Town Advisory Board, and today is October 10th, 2018. The agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussions relating to an item or at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Within 48 hours, advance request a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling Clark County at 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office and is available at the Clark County website. Okay, board members, Ellie Deaver, Chair, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair, PJ Dye, Donna Moore, and we have a vacancy. Tammy Harris is our secretary. Our county liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. Call to order. Kyle, do you want to do the pledge, please? No, Donna, what did you do it this time? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle Myers.
Here.
PJ Dye.
Here.
Donna Moore.
Here.
We're all okay. Everything is accounted for. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Okay, we have the approval of minutes for September 12th.
I'd like to make a motion we approve of the minutes for September 12th, 2018.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Zero. I wanted you to know that we have talked about being the minutes being correct before we made this vote. Okay. Approval of the agenda for October 10th, 2012, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for October 10th, 2018.
Second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Zero. Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Mike Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-Y, with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Calls for service for September was 18 calls for service. Last year, this time was the same. Traffic citations, we've had 52 citations for search light area. No battery domestic violence arrest. There was 2 bookings from Searchlight, no juveniles. So that's about it. The questions from last meeting, I asked about the manpower scenario. Lieutenant's aware of it, but it has to go through the sheriff and the county and all that to get somebody permanently assigned here. So that is, you know, in the works. Lieutenant's aware of it. And so he'll just keep plugging along at it.
Okay, I have a question first. I would like to know when the officers come through town here to check on what's going on.
When we do it, mm-hmm. We randomly do it throughout the week, but we also do it before the shift change, because there are several of us that live here. We usually spend an hour and a half up here at the beginning of the afternoon, and then when we come at the end of the evening. And then the rotating officers also do it too.
So do we have a time frame for this? I mean, you're saying maybe around noon, but nothing, or 3 in the afternoon when the children are getting out of school, and 7 or 8 o'clock at night, is that what we're looking at?
2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In the mornings, it's 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, at the beginning of school time frame, I guess it would be. 6 or 7, there's officers that are around in the area. 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, again, we're here in there. And then 9 o'clock to midnight is off and on. And that's the consistent time. Now, if we get other calls and we come up, or if we get ability to come up from Laughlin, then we do it. Like on Wednesdays is our overlap squad day, so we have somebody up here all day on Wednesdays on all the shifts usually. Oh.
Okay, was anybody here, I think it was 2 weeks ago, this past Saturday night, was anyone here when that girl got hurt and cracked her skull open?
We were here. There was a call actually out at Nelson's Landing that we were coming back from at the time. We had other calls down in Laughlin at the time. But that is a whole, I don't know if I want, we were never notified. Metro was never notified of the incident when it first happened.
Okay, because I didn't hear about it for a couple of days, but that, I wasn't there at that moment to hear it, but I heard about it then. Kyle, you have questions?
No, you got it.
I think people might have questions in town here because I know that they're very concerned and there are petitions going around to want to find out more information from your lieutenant, and you say he knows what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Do we have questions? Okay. Audrey, come on up here, Audrey, please.
Audrey Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, 190 Montana Searchlight. Isn't the ambulance or the ambulance people, aren't they supposed to, in that kind of situation, aren't they supposed to notify the officers or the cops or something when that kind of situation comes about that happened to that young girl? I was always taught that when I was an EMT, that's what we did. And I don't understand why that wasn't done.
Can I address that?
Yes, please.
So, sticking up for the fire department also, you know, we didn't get a direct call. When the call comes in to 911, it goes to fire and police. They said it was a medical emergency, so it got directed over to the fire department. They got dispatched to it, and because of the scenario, I could see how it happens. Because of the urgency and the dire strait that the incident was, that they just scooped and go, as they claim, what they say on the street. And then when it was flight, when she was already flown out, and they were all done, they just take it that we were notified, which we were, because it comes through their dispatch. Their dispatch should have notified our dispatch. Our dispatch should have picked up on it. Just an oversight. But lieutenant's aware of it. He's making calls. He's trying to find out why, and we're going to go from there.
Okay, and so then you did arrest the person that did this.
I don't know. I wasn't here when it happened.
That was, I heard it happened a day or two later.
Yeah. I heard that there was an arrest made in reference to that, yes.
Okay, so that would come down to the Laughlin, well, no, he's 21, so it comes to our court here, right?
Yeah, it'll be all through this court.
Okay, good.
Any
other questions? Okay, thank you, officer, very much. Okay, receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
How are you doing?
Fine.
So I'm Sergeant Wayne Dice. I'm the new sergeant for the Laughlin Searchlight District. However, I'm not new to this area since I spent 5 years of my career down here in this area working under Sergeant Mack. Just get a little bit about me, since a lot of you probably don't know who I am. I've been with the patrol for almost 15 years. Was an officer in Washington State for 11 years. I am going to be living in the Laughlin area, as soon as my house is done. But I will be down here. Our district is fully staffed now with 6 troopers and a sergeant. Myself, so it'll be 7 of us working down here. And right now our shifts are basically from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then from noon to 10. So we have 24-hour coverage as far as call-outs go. So we're pretty well staffed at this point. I don't think we've ever seen this many troopers down here. So we are finally fully staffed. Statistics-wise, I will mention, though, the construction that's going on. You might have questions about that already. It should be wrapping up by the end of the month. That's what we've been told by NDOT. So they're trying to get that finished up, which I'm sure we'll all be happy with. So. I will know more probably in the next couple of weeks, but their timeline is at the end of the month. Statistics for September. We wrote 382 citations in September. Now this does include the Searchlight District and part of Laughlin District. I will tell you the majority of our citations are written on the 95, probably about 80% of them. So, and they vary from speeds from 10 over the speed limit, which is a lot of them. But we've really been working the construction zones lately. The 55 zone, obviously, we've been really working on it. People are confused because the northbound is open two lanes, it's still 55. And if we have questions there, the reason why is because the company has not handed over the highway to DOT yet. So once it gets completed and it's handed over to DOT, then the speed limits can be raised back up to 75. So hopefully that'll answer some questions you might have about that 55 zone.
Right.
There's a lot of confusion with drivers out there. So even though they don't drive 55. So, but basically we've written 382 citations in the district for September.
Great.
So.
Let me see, have any questions? I did have a question today I heard, and I don't know. They asked me that, I guess there were people, which would be north on the 95 outside of Searchlight. There were two Nevada Highway Patrol there, and they had their lights on, and people were speeding through town like mad. And our best time to catch anybody in this town is Friday night. From 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's Maniacville.
Right, you're catching all the California traffic.
Yes, exactly. Going to Las Vegas, everybody's on their way. So we're wondering what we can do about that. If you are around here at that time, is that part of your thing?
Part of my duty is that I can direct enforcement to any of the troopers. I can give them an assigned area to work for a period of time.
Okay.
So if that needs to be done, I can certainly make sure that happens.
Good. It seems to be Friday night. That seems to be the worst of any time.
Right. I've worked out here prior to the bypass ever opening, so mm-hmm. I know how much traffic came through here prior to that, and I noticed it has dropped off significantly since that bypass is open. But still, what I'm finding out working night shifts is that we're getting a lot of that folks that are traveling back and forth from either Laughlin, Boyd City to Vegas. We're getting a lot of people in the 90s and 100s. So, I mean, we're out there working, writing a lot of tickets.
Wow.
So, and the one thing that we do notice, I notice anyways, and it's happened tonight on my way up here, If we have a trooper on a traffic stop a mile down the road, well, a lot of people think that there's nobody else. So guess what? They're going right back at 100 miles an hour again, and then I'm getting them. So we're kind of leapfrogging is what we're doing, we're being pretty successful. I know our numbers, according to the court, we're up quite a bit already since I've been down here. So
great.
We're doing the best we can.
We can see them going by. Great. So. Anybody have any questions for him? Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, receive a report from Kim Colton with Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Okay.
EJ?
The Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department statistics for September 2018 were total runs of 22. This is an increase of 144% from last year, which only had 9 runs. Of the 22 runs, 19 of them were for medical and 3 were auto-related. The fire department will be holding its annual turkey shoot on Saturday, November 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the usual location, which is approximately a half a mile east of the community center on the north side of Cottonwood Cove Road. There will be clay shooting contests, games for kids, good food and prizes. Guns are provided for the shooting games. Please come out and enjoy this fun family event.
Thank you. Receive a report from Judge Richard Hill with the Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
He is not here.
Judge Hill is not here this evening, and I have no report. Receive a report from Omar Saucedo with the Las Vegas Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, Natalia Londono, L-O-N-D-O-N-O, from the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water usage for the month of September increased by approximately a million gallons from the same time last year. So in September, Searchlight used 6,920,000 gallons as compared to 5,830,000 gallons in 2017. This increase is due to road and flood projects that have occurred recently. So that's why it's been such a big difference in water usage. Also, the LVWD responded to and repaired distribution system leaks on Encinitas and East Addition. And while working on Encinitas, staff noticed that there were a couple of distribution wells that were not shutting off completely. So they went ahead and replaced those as well. So all of that work is completed. Other than that, the water system remains stable and there are no other issues or leaks to report.
Great. Any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage.
Statistics for September 2018 treated an average of 38,000 gallons per day, compared to September 2017 had an average of 40,000 gallons per day. The difference between 2017 and 2018 was with decreased flow of 2,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. No sewer service complaints for the month of September 2018. Six call before you dig searchlight tickets received for September 2018. And as always, there's an attached chart on the back of the flyer if you'd like to take a look at that.
Thank you, Kyle. Jane, we have a question.
Jane over 210 North Montana Street. The question I have is for the water reclamation because they also do Republic services. And pickup of the garbage cans or containers, when they have this new truck, and the other day I stood by when they was picking up, because they always come around early to do recyclables, and I was out there to do it. They pick it up, dump it, put it right back where they got it. Well, apparently some of the drivers later on the other one, we put the garbage cans about a foot off of the road. Our container was out in the road. We didn't get home from town till about 5 that evening, and our container was way out in the road. And I know this has happened more than once, and I just don't understand with this mechanism they have, why they can't sit down where they picked it up. And I will be calling Republic Service.
Great. Thank you, Jane, for addressing that. Okay. Report from Patrick Kinnerman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Patrick.
Good evening, folks. Patrick Nierman, that's K-N-I-E-R-M-A-N, Supervisor Ranger of the National Park Service, Cottonwood Cove. Past month, for incidents from my staff that handled, we wrote 24 violation notices for a variety of offenses. We had one arrest, and that was for public intoxication disorderly conduct up at Placer Cove. Individual really didn't want to go along with that as well either. My staff says it was a bit of a struggle to get him to jail, so, and he ended up being held without bail and going to court the next day. Yeah, pled guilty and was banned from the park for a year, amongst other offense fines and penalties. So we had no motor vehicle accidents. We worked two EMS calls. We had one fire call. We had two search and rescue incidents over the past month. One was a missing jet ski out of Cottonwood Cove. The other was up at Nelson's Landing, where an intoxicated female fell off a raft without a life jacket on. Both were found safe and successfully within a short time. So, significant incidents that we worked. A ranger down at Catherine's Landing was attacked and bitten by a dog off leash while he was patrolling a beach area. Fortunately, only sustained minor injuries. The dog was impounded, and the owner ended up being cited in the court for the offense as well, too. My staff responded to a PWC that caught fire and exploded down near Catherine's Landing. Fortunately, no injuries to the occupants, and they managed to put the remains out and get it out of the water as well, too. So, Hurricane Rosa was coming through town. My staff did a whole lot of planning and preparation for that. The initial forecast from the Weather Service indicated we were going to get wiped out. Fortunately, the storm veered off to the east. We only got minor showers, but what happened down in Yuma sure could have happened up here. So, As a follow-up to something I mentioned last month, where my staff assisted on a stabbing and attempted homicide up at Stores Point, way up in the north end of the park. After investigation, our criminal investigators were able to arrest the three suspects involved in that. They're currently under arrest and awaiting the grand jury proceedings. The investigation indicated the three were out on a crime spree. They basically attempted to kill a man in order to steal his vehicle and continue on their crime spree. They were scared off when the victim's nearby, but the unseen companion woke up, saw what was going on, and started yelling, and fortunately saved his friend's life. So, staffing, my new ranger, Melissa Prouty, she's the temporary employee I have coming in to fill behind my employee on military deployment. She's cleared the human resources process. She starts October 22nd. I'm looking forward to having her on board. Throughout the park, a lot of the staff is out on details for various things, such as fires, border park security patrols, special projects. One of my staff, Ranger Thorne, is departing tomorrow for Hurricane Michael relief efforts out east, so sounds like he's going to Mobile, Alabama, staging from there. So, the acting superintendent, Martha Lee, she's in the park, expects to be here at least to the end of the year. From what she's saying, the selection of the new superintendent for the park is being held up because there's a nominee for the director of the entire National Park Service finally, and they're awaiting his confirmation so he can make the selection. So hopefully by the end of the year that'll happen. We'll find out who the new superintendent is going to be. So one thing to note, over the next 3 weeks, you'll see some unusual police cars running around through town. Our park's canine officers, along with some local canine officers, will be training down at Cottonwood Cove on Wednesdays for the next 3 weeks. So you'll see them coming through town and heading down there to do their training. So for our concessionaire, not much to report there. Main thing is their fall business hours are now in effect. Some other things going on. I've mentioned all the construction projects we have going on. Those are in full swing. One major thing that will be coming up is the sewer lift station project that we have starting. They'll need to put a drain pipe back up the road and up to an area where it can they can dump some groundwater in and filter it back into the lake. In order to do that, they have to run a pipe up across the roadway. So going down to the launch ramp is going to be a bit of a speed bump with the pipe and the ramp for the next couple of months while they complete that project. So. And then also, as I mentioned last month, the lake level on Lake Mojave is down. It's at its lowest point right now. It's just under 635 feet surface elevation. Anybody out along the lake, either boating or along the shoreline, we ask that you really do keep an eye out for those hazards, both on the water and on shore. So that's what I have. If you have any questions, I'm happy to address them now.
Oh, Judy. Thank you.
I got Judy Pundorf, Grandpa's Road. I got a notice that one of the volunteer groups is doing a cleanup along the road, I believe, on October 27th.
No, thank you.
And it, way back when, 15 years ago or so, it used to be coordinated with, what would it be, Clark County Public Works or Highway Department that has the first part of the road. And the cleanup would go all the way from here down, and now it just starts at the entrance station. Is there any way to coordinate that between the agencies to do it all at once?
So I can certainly bring that to the attention of our volunteer coordinator. I know that they had changed the cleanup this week, and thank you, I completely forgot about that. That was in the mass, I was on vacation, so in the mass emails I had when I came back. So yes, October 27th, Saturday, that's Saturday, the cleanup down at Cottonwood Cove. And whether the county can work on that or not, I'm not certain. I think your roads crew, if you could, Public Works, so if you could reach out with them, and I'd be happy to coordinate with them or our volunteer coordinator one. So
yeah, I could look into that as well.
Absolutely. Okay.
Great. Any other questions? Thank you, Patrick. Okay. Receive a report from Richard DeClercq with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. We don't have a report this evening from Richard.
Oh, no.
We do? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Ma- Michelle Brown, Clark County Parks and Rec. I don't have the report. I just wanted to say we have early voting here on the 24th. We want everybody to come out and vote. And we also are putting on a Halloween, a harvest festival on the 30th. We're trying to do this in lieu of trick-or-treating on the 31st. We'll have a trunk-or-treat out front. And so far we've got 16 cars that are going to be out there. So anybody that wants to come out and park their car out there and give out candy, it has to be wrapped and bought from a store, nothing homemade. But we sure would appreciate everybody's help. It's going to be a real big deal this year. So we do, and anybody else who wants to come out, Mexican Train, Domino's on Wednesdays, we have it here from 10:30 to 1:30. So, okay, that's it.
Great. Questions from anyone? Okay, thank you, Michelle. Okay, receive a report from Kelly Carlson with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Kelly.
Kelly Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, Clark County Library District. Coming up tomorrow, I have Club Science Little Bits Lab after school. The Little Bits Lab are a program that comes from the district. We won't keep it in-house, but we can sign up for it, and they're little circuits that fit together, and they do things like make buzzers and turn lights on and stuff like that. Kids should enjoy that. On October 18th after school, we will be having another rig-a-ma-jig building. Just wanted to let you all know too that we are adding more rig-a-ma-jig components. The district gave us $1,000 mid-year for new youth purchases, and because we were doing so well with the rig-a-ma-jig, we decided to add to that so that the kids can work in smaller groups. On the 25th after school, we have the Color Your Own Halloween Tote Bag. That is partially in conjunction with the Park and Rec Halloween Festival. We're hoping that the kids will color their own tote bags and then use that for their candy the next week. We are coordinating with and supporting the Park and Rec Halloween Festival on October 30th after school. I'm not sure what we're going to do, but we'll keep the kids here and feed them a snack for sure, and then turn them over at 5 o'clock when that starts. We have started a new partnership with the Laughlin 4-H, Mr. Will from Laughlin 4-H, doing robotics. And they started off last Thursday building some really cute R2-D2 robots. And I think on November 1st, they're gonna finish that up. He's got a number of different robotics projects that he's bringing up. And so that partnership is gonna continue every other week through the end of the year, at least. On November 8th, we have another Club Science with 3D pens. Basically, they melt plastic and you make designs with them. And that's another one of our district-wide kits that we'll be bringing in. Every Wednesday, we do snack and play with the rec crew. We feed them the snack and sometimes do a little bit of dance time. And then the rec crew gets here sometime around 3 o'clock and we turn the kits over for that. Adult activities coming up. Book club, 10:16, summer at Tiffany. All of our book clubs are every other Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. at the Senior Center. Other book clubs that we have between now and our next meeting, Cave of Bones on October 30th, and Second Chance, which is a Women's Murder Club book on November 13th. Also, as usual, we will be doing Sip and Paint for Adults on the last Thursday of the month. This month it's going to be October 25th at 1:30 p.m. here in the community room. We provide all the supplies and some iced tea, water, sodas to drink, and you all come in and paint and have a good time. General news, I'm deeply sad to report that my assistant, Sierra Tudor, the practically perfect in every way, Sierra, her last day was today. The position is posted, and I'm hoping to have a new hire on board by approximately November 20th, give or take. I will obviously be shorthanded until then, so please bear with me. We do have the last chance shelves going. Those are items that are about to be transferred out to other places in the district or weeded. So if you happen to be one of the patrons that comes in and actually browses in my library, let me know and I'll point you in that direction. Our Cottonwood Apartments outreach still doing well. I am shifting those times for Cottonwood every other Wednesday. It will now be from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to accommodate keeping the library open during all hours without an assistant. And as always, we post everything in a timely fashion on Facebook. So if you're ever wondering what's going on, hit up our Facebook page at Searchlight Library.
Great. Any questions? Great. Thank you, Kelly. Receive report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities. Cliff.
Yeah, my name is Clifford Morrison, 190 Montana Street, MORRISON. If you didn't show up today, you missed a wonderful radio show. We had a radio show up there today, old time radio show. Tomorrow is voting for the officers of Searchlight Senior Center. Remember, please come vote. We need all the votes we can get.
Any questions?
What time?
From 12 to 4 is voting.
Okay, 12 to 4 tomorrow. Great. Thank you, Cliff. Okay, receive report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
All I have to report this month is that Nipton Road was reopened to the public traffic September the 28th. A pilot car remains in place and the construction work is expected to finish in early November. Any questions?
Do you know anything about the Nipton Road part, when they'll be able to get through all the way? Is it totally open yet?
It's open with the pilot car.
Okay, with the pilot car. Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have applications are available until Tuesday, November 13th, 2018, for appointments by the Board of County Commissioners to serve on the Searchlight Town Advisory Board for a two-year term beginning on January 19th. And the applications would be in, I think they're on the back shelf. We have them back there. Great. And we really need all the help we can get to keep the town board going well. So please, 5 is the most we can have at one time. But as 2 years goes by, things happen and we end up having less. So please. Okay. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Jane.
Jane Overy, 210 North Montana Street. The Searchlight Museum Guild is hosting an event here. We will have Mark Hall Patton here, who will be doing a history of the riverboats on the Colorado River. And we also will have Matthew Lavis, who is the director of the Shemawaya Cultural Center in Needles, California, who will also be here to talk about the saltgrass trail that the Shemawaya people and the Paiute people and everything followed to get from Mount Charleston to the different areas. And that will be at 1 o'clock on November the 10th. It's free. We're inviting everybody to please come and just enjoy the afternoon.
Great. Anyone else?
Yes, I'd also like to announce that the Denny's restaurant inside the Terrible's Roadhouse Casino will be having their grand opening next Wednesday, October 17th at 7 a.m.
Free breakfast?
Free breakfast, for sure.
Free coffee or something. Free coffee. I also spoke to them this evening to find out I have some seniors that can't easily go into the restaurant. And they, so Denny's is going to have more takeout menus. So we can pass them out at the senior center so people will be able to call and do that.
They'll also be offering a senior discount.
Great.
That applies to the whole menu.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The only store that does so, just by the way.
any other questions or any other? Okay, we have. Planning and zoning, we have none. General business, we have none. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have one? Lindsay.
Good evening. Lindsay Toss, T-O-S-T-E, 250 Bell Street, Reno, Nevada, AOLIS North America. Just a quick update. The draft environmental impact statement was due to come out October 5th. It has not. BLM has requested more time to evaluate baseline studies. So we don't have a set date for the draft environmental impact statement to come out, but as soon as we know, we will let the public know. But it probably will not be this month. If you have any questions, I'll be in the back and you can come up to me directly if you need.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, our next meeting date will be November 14th, 2018 at 7 p.m.
To make a motion, will you join the meeting?
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Zero. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.